What's popping, everybody?
Within the pineapple, under the sea, SpongeBob SquarePants.
I was gonna let you keep going, but
it's orange and yellow and orange.
Nope, that's okay.
Nautical nose would be something you wish.
That's you don't have to keep going if you don't want to.
Double the neck and flap like a fish.
Wow.
Applaud.
That's big of you. Guys, this is the Binge Boys. As you just heard, that's Tanner. I'm Logan. We're here for another episode of the run through. This is the first run through of the new year. Happy Whoa. New Year, everybody. Happy 2022 year. Is upon us. And if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back. The premise is each week, we bring you the hottest in TV and film. That's what we do. We do that on Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays, we have episodes that come out entitled The Run Through. And on those episodes, I'm joined by a co-host or co-hosts who want to dive in on a different movie or TV series. And we break it down piece by piece and give an in-depth review. First thing I need you to do, go to Instagram and Twitter and follow us if you have those respective social medias at Binge Boys Pod. That's where you get our announcements, our top five lists, our reviews, and more. Next thing, go to iTunes and Spotify and make sure you've left a 5-star rating. And then lastly, just tell somebody that wants a new podcast. Be like, hey, sorry, I got the hiccups also. Be like, hey, if you need a new pod and you're into entertainment, if you're into TV and movies, then give the Binge Boys a listen. I think you like it. So, awesome. What?
My Venmo is at TannerSmith46.
Why are you plugging your Venmo?
Why not?
Yeah, good-looking girls seem to do it on their TikToks. Why can't we?
Well, we're not good-looking girls.
No, we're not. You're not wrong. Ooh, apparently the new season of Jack Ryan is available now.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to have to make note of that.
Me too.
And by that, I'm going to say, remind me in 30 minutes to look up Jack Ryan new season.
Jack Ryan.
Nobody's singing SpongeBob. Nobody's plugging their Venmo. And nobody's doing live reminders on podcast episodes.
Podcast.
Yeah, I know. I fat mouthed that one. But guys, this is what we're doing. This is the run through. That's what's going down. The run through. And as you could tell from the title and from Tanner's beautiful singing when we started, we're doing the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. We thought it was an easy movie to do to get into the new year, to get into the flow. So the SpongeBob SquarePants movie was released November 19th, 2004, directed by Steven Hillenburg and Mark Osborne. Stars Tom Kenny as SpongeBob, Bill Fagerbach as Patrick, Clancy Brown as Mr. Krabs, and Mr. Lawrence as Plankton, and many, many more. In this live-action adventure, undersea oddball SpongeBob and his starfish friend Patrick embark on a quest to clear the name of Mr. Krabs, the owner of the Krusty Krab restaurant, who has been framed for stealing the crown of ocean deity King Neptune. Leaving the familiar confines of Bikini Bottom, SpongeBob and Patrick venture to Shell City, where they hope to find Neptune's crown, but numerous obstacles stand or float in their way.
Shell City.
Shell City.
Shell City.
Yeah, man. The place we'll never get to.
Shell City.
Okay, that's starting to hurt a little bit.
Shell City. Okay. The budget to make this movie, it cost $30 million to make. Damn. That's a lot of money.
What?
Yeah. What? Opening weekend, it made its money back, and it made $32 million. And its all-time theatrical run, it made $141.1 million. Tanner, Rotten Tomatoes, critics and audience, what do you think?
Critics, 60. Audience, 80.
Wow, that's really good. Critics, 60. Audience, 78.
Almost like I did my research.
Did you?
No.
Oh, okay.
This movie I've seen, like, I've watched it at least twice a year.
You think, do you really?
If not more.
I watch it often, more often than I should admit.
That's so true.
It's a stupid guilty pleasure movie. Getting a phone call there?
Yeah.
Is it your mom?
No.
Was it?
It's my dad. Can I answer it?
Yeah. I mean,
no.
No.
Smith on the podcast.
Yeah, well, he's...
He hung up.
Yeah, that's okay. He didn't want to wait. That's okay. Shouts to Todd. Yeah, this is the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. This is the original. Many more have come after it. Sponge Out of Water, the SpongeBob movie on Sponge on the Run that Tanner and I watched a few months ago that was pretty bad. I think this is one of the first. I
remember that.
Huh?
I hardly remember that movie.
No, I barely remember any of it. So yeah, man, this is also, did you catch that Clancy Brown? Do you know who that is, Tanner?
I think so.
He's the guy who plays, I'll just let you look him up.
Oh yeah.
Yep. That's Mr. Krabs.
What the fuck?
I know, right? The guy who plays Kurt in the new season of Dexter.
I'm two episodes behind.
Oh my God. You need to watch tonight after we record.
We are. We've been watching together and we've both been busy.
It's
been
Oh my God, dude, you are in for it.
I'm so, you would think I'd be the first one in the world to watch it, you know?
I know. This weekend is the last episode.
Oh shit. I know he's going to get, we're not talking about that.
I don't know. I truly don't know. At this point, it's still very much so up for grabs.
Zip it.
Did you also catch that Jeffrey Tambor, the mayor from The Grinch, is the voice of King Neptune?
Wait, like the animated Grinch?
No, no, no. The live-action Grinch.
Huh?
The guy who plays Mayor Mayhew, he's the guy who voices King Neptune.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, the whole time I was like, that guy sounds so familiar. Oh, this is also great. Look at this cast. Scarlett Johansson voices Mindy, King Neptune's daughter. Alec Baldwin is the voice of Dennis, the bounty hunter that Plankton hires to kill SpongeBob and Patrick.
Oh my God, bro. What the where did this come from?
I don't know. And then obviously David Hasselhoff played Hasselhoff. What a stupid movie, man.
I know, but it's
where does this movie sit for you? What score do you give this movie?
I give it an A minus.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid. It's fun. It's silly. It's absolute bonkers, but it's a fun movie. I threw it on last night because I was like, hey, I'm doing a run through for Binge Boys with Tanner on this tomorrow. Do you mind if we throw it on? And Catherine was just reading. And I was just kind of making Instagram posts and stuff like on my laptop, and it was on in the background. But man, it's funny. There's a lot of moments where you laugh out loud.
Oh, I know.
And it's a fun movie. I mean, there's a song that's been stuck in my head all day, and it's "Now That We're Men."
I changed my underwear.
Now that we're men,
we have facial hair.
Now that we're men.
I don't know the rest.
To save the day. And now that we're men. Yeah, it's a fun movie, man. It takes everything that you love about SpongeBob and puts it right there in the center. I'm currently on a SpongeBob high right now because there is a podcast called SpongeBob Binge Pants.
What?
And it's hosted by two guys that just basically recap every episode of SpongeBob.
That's incredible.
It's awesome, except one of the hosts is very, very obnoxious. And if you listen to one episode, you'll know. But the other host is a guy that I actually used to watch on YouTube a lot. And I saw that he was one of the hosts, and I was like, oh, let's go. And it's made by Nickelodeon. Like, Nickelodeon is doing the podcast. So it's just awesome to listen to, and they just talk about kind of the message behind each episode and everything. And I can't wait for them to get to the movie, because I assume they'll do the movie.
They got to.
You gotta. Yeah, I'm sitting right around an A for this too. Maybe a B plus at the least, but it's just a ton of fun and it's a bunch of nostalgia. And like I said, it's funny. Like the scene, I laugh at every single time. It doesn't matter how old I am. The scene where Patrick flies in to like say hooray for SpongeBob and the flag is in between his cheeks. And then like everybody leaves and he's like, what happened? Did you see my butt? I laugh at that every single time.
It's still funny.
It's so funny. It's so stupid though. Sequels. We already noted that they've made a few SpongeBob movie sequels, but none of them have lived up. I think that's what they probably were trying to do is live up to the hype of or just the success of, you know, the original SpongeBob SquarePants movie, but it's not going to come anywhere near. I mean, like you said, Tanner, I mean, they've tried, but they failed.
Many times.
Because the other SpongeBob movies are just, there's no easy way to put it. They're just plain bad. They're just not enjoyable. Which just sucks because the show is great and the movie is fantastic, but the rest of the damn episodes, movies. They're just disastrous and it sucks. But you know, that's okay. In terms of villains, Plankton, obviously the villain here, awesome. Awesome. I love the whole I've tried plans A through Y and none of them work. And Karen is like, what about Z? And I never caught that somehow. I always just like assumed he pulled another plan out of his file cabinet. Somehow I've completely missed that plan Z was like the reason he was finally able to stop or finally able to get the Krabby Patty secret formula.
Why didn't he start with it?
Huh?
Why didn't you just start with plan Z?
Yeah, I don't know. He clearly didn't make... I mean, you got to think that he wrote plan Z, right?
Yeah.
So he wrote out all of those plans and all of them sucked compared to plan Z. Why didn't he just start with plan Z?
It doesn't make sense.
No, makes zero sense. Is there anything in the movie that outwardly aged unwell to you or aged great? I mean, first of all, I think the animation mixed with live action still looks great.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's hilarious when like the bigger boot, you know?
Yeah.
What aged well? All of it. The whole movie aged well.
Yeah, just SpongeBob in general. Like there's not much in it that is alarming.
I guess you can say Alec Baldwin didn't age well.
Yeah. You got to think, considering he was a bounty hunter and then he killed someone in real life.
Okay.
That's horrible. Rest in peace. That sucks. But other than that, I mean, and David Hasselhoff, I think he's kind of come under some negative light in the past like 10 years, but he doesn't get talked about enough for it to really matter.
It's true. Yeah, so really nothing aged that bad.
No, the movie itself is great. It still holds up.
I don't think they would do the scene that they did in the what's it called? What's the place they go and get ice cream?
Shell City?
No, the ice cream place.
Goofy Goober's something.
Emporium or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't think they would do that nowadays of them like getting drunk. That's like them getting drunk at the bar.
Yeah, I kind of caught that this time too. I was like, oh, so that's
them,
especially when they're like slamming them down and they're like noticeably like later, like they're clearly trashed.
Oh yeah,
and then the next morning when he wakes up and his shirt's like unbuttoned and he has like a beard or whatever.
I'm late for work.
Mr. Krabs. I am 100% man.
And this man has got
something to say.
I think I made my point.
So for trivia, I'm curious about what kind of good trivia. Oh, this is really good trivia. Wow, the first one I saw. So this was intended to be the series finale of SpongeBob SquarePants. The show was renewed for a fourth season due to the film's overwhelming success and popularity. Further episodes were supposed to apparently take place before this movie. Wow. So they were, I didn't know this. They planned to cancel SpongeBob after this movie, but received so much success that they're like, screw it, we'll keep making episodes. And that's the reason the show is still going on today.
I did not know that.
So then that means that every episode that we've gotten since then takes place before the events of this movie. Oh, that makes total sense. Holy shit, because he still works at the Krusty Krab in every episode. There's no Krusty Krab 2 ever again. And he's the manager of the Krusty Krab 2.
Holy fuck. So
this just blew my mind. Wow. Okay. So you're
going to be the manager one day.
Wow. That's crazy.
So everything else is a prequel?
Wow. Yeah, I guess.
That.
This, David Hasselhoff's part was written before the actor was even asked to do the movie. He agreed to do the movie without even reading the script because of the show's popularity with his daughters.
Aw.
This is also a good one. This is the first time in SpongeBob that Karen, Plankton's wife, is ever seen as a computer monitor on wheels. In every other episode of the show, she's just the computer on the screen.
Oh, wow.
This is good. And Catherine and I got into this conversation last night of like, how old is SpongeBob? But this is clear here. So in the movie, SpongeBob says he's achieved Employee of the Month consecutively 374 times. This means that he has worked at the Krusty Krab for over 30 years. So that means SpongeBob is somewhere in his mid to late 30s or early 40s in this movie.
That fucking, I don't like that.
That's crazy because the whole movie talks about how he's a kid. And the kid is never going to make it in this world. So it makes you think like, oh, he's in high school or college.
No, he's just
no. This man's a grown ass man.
That's insane. Well, he does have his own house.
Which, yeah, makes sense. He's got a job. He's got a pet. He pays rent, probably. I mean, we never actually ever learn how much money SpongeBob is paid hourly by Mr. Krabs. I'm going to Google it right now.
What's SpongeBob's wage?
Is SpongeBob paid at work? What does SpongeBob make at his job? Oh my God, this is funny. This is just a question of of all of the most asked questions in SpongeBob history. So, Mr. Krab, okay, the richest SpongeBob character is Krusty Krab. Okay, so this is fun too. This isn't even the question I just asked, but guess the net worth of Mr. Krabs. It's a low number, but it's in the millions.
What?
That's how much money he's made from Krusty Krab. But think about it, how cheap he is, it makes sense that he's rich. He's never spent much money on anything.
He's worth $1.5 million.
And he's worth $5.2 million. Mr. Krabs has his bag.
Of course he does. And he's got that big-ass anchor house, too.
Yep. Okay. Where is it? Okay. So the story begins with Mr. Krabs firing SpongeBob from his fry cook job at the Krusty Krab to save 5 cents by not paying his wage. So SpongeBob
makes 5 cents.
He made a 5 cent wage. Okay, no. So the next question says, throughout the entire series, the amount Mr. Krabs pays his employees varies. According to SpongeBob in the episode Big Pink Loser,
I paid Mr. Krabs.
He paid Mr. Krabs $100 an hour to work there. So, they never really say, but it does say here that Squidward makes a yearly annual income calculated up to be around $30,000 a year, and same with SpongeBob. So they make very little money, but I don't know who, you know, how, what's the cost of living in Bikini Bottom?
We're getting in too deep here.
Yeah, we are. Okay.
I love it though. This is what they want to hear.
Yeah, this is what they want to hear. This was the last Nickelodeon movie all the way up until SpongeBob Sponge Out of Water in 2015. Same thing. Alec Baldwin took the role of Dennis because his children are fans of the show.
Dude. Water's leaking everywhere.
What?
It's been raining and my water's leaking everywhere.
In your apartment?
Yeah.
What do you mean water's leaking everywhere?
There's water on the windowsill.
Oh, dude. Listen to this. This is really good. Huh?
Are you not worried?
No, it because at the end of the day, your apartment complex will take care of that.
Yeah, but it's sweating. My windows are sweating.
Wait, what's happening?
So there's a bunch of water at my windowsill.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. Are your windows closed?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're good.
When we're done, roll your windows up. Make sure they're shut because it's been storming like crazy lately. So I would not be surprised if they're cracked at the bottom by accident.
Maybe from the past.
I don't know. Okay, so listen to this. This is crazy. At the time the movie came out, nearly 5,000 giant inflatable SpongeBobs were ordered to sit on top of Burger King restaurants to do marketing for the movie. In November of that year, it was reported that a number of those inflatables had been stolen.
Of course.
There were thefts reported in 10 states.
Everybody fucking loves SpongeBob.
Oh my. So they were eventually caught, and Steven Simon and Conrad McCure were arrested for stealing the inflatables, and they faced 18 months in jail.
That's a long time.
Wow. That's really funny. The bag of winds that Mindy gives to SpongeBob and Patrick, where they use later in the film, is a reference to the stories of Odysseus in the Odyssey by Homer. In that story, Aeschylus gives Odysseus a bag of winds to get him and his crew home from their journey.
Interesting. Yeah, it's a lot of mythical shit, and I know that for SpongeBob. There's like unicorns confirmed and just so much stuff.
Wow, that's crazy. There's not much real good trivia here. Just the fact that this marks Scarlett Johansson's first voice acting role, which is cool. Same thing. She took the role because she was a fan of the show. When production began on the film, it was a joke that was told that the movie would be about SpongeBob rescuing Patrick from fishermen as a reference to the film Finding Nemo. However, the theatrical poster does parody the Finding Nemo poster where all the characters that appear on the film are shown.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's really it for trivia. Nothing crazy. Yeah, that's this was the 29th highest grossing film of 2004. See, this trivia doesn't matter much.
2004.
Yeah, this movie came out in 2004.
That's so weird. I thought I was old.
Thought it was old?
I thought I was old when it came out.
Oh, no. Hell no. We were young. I was probably 10. I wasn't even 10 yet when this movie came out.
I wasn't even 3.
Is there a best scene that sticks out to you? I hinted earlier. I love the Now That We're Men. Like, yeah. They jump down the trench. And And then they're just falling.
Patrick, why didn't we just use the stairs?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Oh, yeah. What's the one?
I am still completely mind blown that this movie is a prequel, or this movie is supposed to be the finale of SpongeBob.
Yeah, that's weird.
Wow. Can you imagine if it never came out and they released it like today?
It wouldn't be as good.
No.
If I didn't
Do you like or hate the fact that like the movie is like it's a movie that is a movie. You know what I mean? Like the fact that there's like pirates in a movie theater watching the movie. And we're watching them watch the movie. It's like Inception for SpongeBob.
Inceptabob.
Yeah, really. I mean, this movie, there's not much that could be said about it. It's a fun throwback that, you know, like you said, you watch it once or twice a year at least. I think that's probably right. I probably watch it once or twice a year. It's just a fun trip back down memory lane is all. I mean,
so good.
Is it a fantastic movie? No. Yeah. Is it a fun movie? Hell yeah. Like I was smiling the whole time I was watching it last night. Like,
oh, no, dude, it's straight nostalgia.
I can't believe we didn't even talk about the bigger boot scene, like that whole live action scene. Like it holds up. It looks good.
Oh, it does look good. That's why I just puked in my mouth.
Oh, you know what one of my favorite scenes is? Huh. I love when they pull up to the gas station and the guys are slapping their knee and laughing and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But then I also love when they go to the bar and blow bubbles in the bathroom and then Goofy, Goofy, Gooby, Goobers, yeah!
Oh, yeah.
And
all double bubble blowing babies will be beaten senseless by everyone in the bar.
What does he say? Don't think we don't know how to weed them out. Yeah, that's good stuff, man. This movie's a lot of fun. So you could watch it on Paramount Plus if you want to. Yeah. That's where I watched it last night. Where the rest of SpongeBob is. That's where the rest of SpongeBob is. And you can catch us next week for more Binge Boys. Tanner, thanks for joining me on the run through.
Hell yeah.
I guess we'll see everybody next time. Bye.
I'm a Goofy Goober. Rock. Goober. Rock. Nice out, John.